Bulls Nation. Welcome in to CHGO Bulls Postgame, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top rated sportsbook. Download their app. Be sure to use that promo code. You know what it is. You see it in the top right corner, CHGO, when you sign up. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck, joined by my guys, Big Dave. Bow. BAWL Sports.
In your face.
Will the Go Gottlieb. Will_Gottlieb. Joey Spathis, our pal producer at Joey Spathis. The climb to 1K continues gets closer and closer. Shout out to his Hook'em Horns, who got the dub to move to the Elite Eight. Joey's happy.
Yes.
Guy who put money on Xavier plus 13.5 midway through the second half.
Maddie's happy.
Is happy because they decided to hit a meaningless three at the buzzer.
Yep.
Mwah! And the Bulls get a nice coasty victory over the Portland Trailblazers. 124-96 is the final. After the first quarter, I was like, oh my gosh, the Bulls are totally going to pull that Bulls thing.
You did.
Where they go literally up against an inferior opponent. It was.
Literally.
The Blazers were up 3-0. I was like, oh, we're losing. But even still, after the first quarter, I was like, oh, Bulls came out lethargic, came out flat, weren't really executing on offense, other than Zach LaVine being hot. But good for them. They saw this opponent tonight and were like, we might be on the road, but this team is trash, so we're going to treat them like they're trash, and we're going to
Bulls win. Come on, Joey.
So the Bulls keep pace essentially in this Eastern Conference play-in scenario and are 1-4-1 so far in this three-game Western road trip.
First of all, big up to the bench.
Huge.
Because as you said, in that first quarter, I believe the Bulls played terrible and Portland played well. It was still a tie game because, you know, Portland stinks. But they did not play well. But the bench came in that second quarter, and they're the ones that injected the energy into this team. They went on a quick 9-0 run immediately as soon as they got out there. And they're the ones that got this win for the Bulls. They put that energy out there like, guys, you see who we're playing? Like, come on, let's get this win. So shout out to them for that. But you may also mention the word coasty victory.
Coasty.
I haven't seen or felt a coasty victory for a minute.
Not since the Brooklyn game, Bulls. Really.
Yes. And by this one, though, I mean a game you're supposed to win. Yeah. Like, I expect you to go out there and dominate this team because they are hot fire trash.
They started Archie.
Yes. Game over. That literally, it blew me away watching Sean Hyken report that. And that's why I literally asked Will. like, for real? But this is what you're supposed to do against these teams. And we haven't seen them do that a lot this year. So it felt good to sit there and just enjoy that, Will, and just take in that ass whooping.
Take in that ass whooping. For those of you who didn't join us pregame, we noted that Damian Lillard out, Jeremy Grant out, Yusuf Nurkic out, Anthony Simons out, Justice Winslow out. Who else? I think that's probably it. Half their roster.
Yeah,
so that's
I think
probably
that covered
enough.
It.
And you said it, Dave, like, and what it reminds me of is the team that we saw last year, the Bulls team that we saw last year, who just took care of these bad teams every single night, but they struggled against good teams. And this year, it's been the opposite script where you never know what you're going to get. Are they going to blow a 20-point lead to the Pacers? Are they going to blow a 20-point lead to the Magic?
Yep.
Are they going to blow a 20-point lead to the Pacers again?
It's all possible.
It's all possible. And for them
with the
to,
game time app.
You know, it was a shaky start. You saw, are we really going to let this be a tie game after one quarter?
Yeah.
The answer was yes. But credit to the bench. And then Zach LaVine, Vooch was awesome. They just kind of put their foot down. And that's exactly what they need to do, not just for this game, but all 10 of these games. I mean, they're squarely in the 10th spot right now. But this play-in race is far from over.
Far from over, man.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, I mean, speaking of Zach, just an absolute heater tonight. I'm surprised that our friend Laura Liu is not in the comments already being like, Zach!
Yeah.
Because it was as we were heading to one timeout after one of Zach's many threes as the Bulls were building their lead, what did I say to you? I said, I love good Zach.
Yes.
I don't like bad Zach, but I love good Zach. We got good Zach tonight.
A lot of it.
I mean,
a ton of it.
what did he finish? 6 of 9 from downtown. Pretty. Just like everything he put up tonight, you were like, ooh, that looks smooth. Even the difficult ones Zach was hitting tonight.
Correct.
And I did see a tweet from our pal Cody Westerlund, Bulls reporter for 670. Shout out to him. He noted early in this game that they had Shaedon Sharpe checking Zach as opposed to Thybulle. Mm-hmm. And I think most people would agree that Thybulle is a better one-on-one defender right now than Shaedon Sharpe is.
That's true.
And Cody had a funny little joke about it being like, is this just like a secretly brilliant tank job by the Blazers having Sharpe guarding Zach as opposed to Thybulle?
Ain't nothing secret about starting lineup.
Yeah, if you look at the starting lineup, there's no secret to this tank going on. But either way, it's nice when you get Zach recognizing that he can beat his man to either free up space for a step back three or beat his man to the basket in a way where he feels confident about it without feeling like he has to force it. And I feel like that was the sweet zone that Zach was in tonight.
Yeah, and he did it from all angles. Like you said, it makes it easier for him when he's getting to the bucket and scoring like that. I think that sets up his three-point shot really well. And we saw him doing the catch and shoots for sure, but then you saw the Zach that's in the zone, Zach, of when I'm crossing you over, stepping back, and then hitting this in your face. That's an unstoppable shot, and that's an unstoppable player when that's going on for Zach LaVine. Like, I thought he should have had 40. I mean, he could have easily had 40 if he wanted to.
Only played 30 minutes.
Right, exactly.
Sat the whole fourth quarter.
Which is also very attractive. Getting rest is a very attractive thing. But yeah, man, also the 8 assists with Zach LaVine tonight, because those passes, and we keep talking about these whip passes that he's throwing all the way across the court and finding these guys, like, I don't mean right there, like he's putting it right there. It's a hell of a pass. It's not an easy thing to do, but he makes it look really simple and really easy. And it's wild because I've seen him struggle with simple bounce passes, you know what I mean, in a pick and roll, but when it comes to throwing that joint in the corner for somebody to be wide open, right hand or left hand, it'd be right there every single time, man. So,
I want to hit on that too, because it's a difficult play to make, like the live dribble one-handed pass, but that's the read. So like when the way that defenses work in the NBA is if you're running a pick and roll on the right side, the man guarding the corner on the left has to step over to the help line and be what's called the low man rim protector.
Yes, sir.
And so if you're running a pick and roll on the right side, that's the guy who's open. But you have to be able to deliver that pass on time, on target. And we've seen it a little bit last year. We're seeing it more this year, where the read is just like, it's inherent now. He knows that's where the ball is supposed to go. He doesn't have to think about it. And when he sees the guy stepping over to help, boom, it's there in the corner.
Yeah.
And that gives you trust in Zach that he can run some more pick and rolls.
Yeah, good point.
We talk about Zach being a catch and shoot guy. We talk about him coming off screens. But he also needs to be able to operate on the ball. I think he's gotten a lot better at that this year. Still room to improve. Mm-hmm. But that is a huge jump just in terms of recognizing that simple, like, this is how defenses work. Mm-hmm. This is how they operate. And this is how I take advantage. Mm.
And I love it when the game looks easy to him, like he was just saying. Like, I just love that aspect of it. It's a very simple game for Zach sometimes when he can pump fake you couple dribbles and he's to the bucket, because he understands that he's super strong, but he's also super fast. Like, I've been saying it since he got here, top three quickest first steps in the league. Like, I've been saying that since he's been here, man.
Underrated quick step.
I mean, it is ridiculous, man. Once he takes it's that first step on you, like, nobody's in front of him. Like, it's over. You're on his shoulder. You're not in front of him. You're on his shoulder because he's gone. And I just like the control he has found once he makes that move to the bucket. And you see that move now that he has, that at first we hate it because every time he did it, he would throw it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But now when he does it, he's under more control with it, and he goes up stronger. And he's not going up to get fouled anymore. He's going up to score. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Before, he would go up to get fouled and scream every time. You know, right. Hey! You know, now he's just going up to yell because he's going up to dunk on you. And it's just good to see him at this point in the season.
And that's the thing that I kept thinking about tonight, watching Zach dominate in that fashion, is, yeah, sue me, I'm already thinking about this offseason and what the hell the Bulls are going to do. I'm not gearing up for the gentleman sweep first round if they win their play-in game. Gentlemen. Apologies.
Gentlemen.
When I watch games like that, when DeMar has a vet kind of hurt night off, I think about what this team would look like next season if the Bulls decide to shake things up and trade DeMar this summer.
Okay.
And when you see Zach perform like that, you feel good about it. Because, and then, you know, maybe they bring Vooch back on a modest veteran contract, and you've got Zach and Vooch doing their thing. Vooch had a monster double-double tonight, very efficiently so. But then the other side of that is, well, this was a coast win against a pretty shorthanded team tonight. Mm-hmm. The clutch games. And the Bulls' clutch record this season compared to last season, and how DeMar factors into that, and knowing how we all feel about clutch scenario Zach and that side of him that comes out in not necessarily the most positive light. But, I mean, that's just where my mind went tonight, thinking about if Zach becomes that guy for this team in the post-DeMar era.
If he does become that, I mean, that's a vicious team. First of all, it's a vicious player if he does become that guy. Then you're talking, honestly, if he becomes that, then you're talking all NBA stuff. For real. Like, you're talking all NBA, like, at least third team.
I mean, if Zach was that kind of on guy. His way to flirting with third team all NBA before he got hurt last
season. Correct. And he wasn't even the best player. You know what I mean? It was clearly DeMar, and he still was flirting with being all NBA. So now that's what I'm saying. If you're telling me that he's that guy coming in and he's doing those things, it's, yeah, that's all star. That's all NBA. That's all the checks. That's the commercials. You know what I mean? That's the star that Zach LaVine, I'm sure, it wants to be. And what he can be, because he has the potential to do these things. But you mentioned the consistent. It has to be consistent. It just has to be current and consistent, and you have to depend on it. Like, I can depend on Zach in that fourth quarter to get those buckets, because sometimes he forces it. God, the Philly game.
Mm-hmm.
We watched it. You heard me screaming it from the rafters the whole game. Like,
he was forcing it.
He was forcing it the entire game. You know what I mean? And I get it. Your team was down. You know what I mean? You needed to do something. And DeMar, it was clearly something wrong with him. So he felt like he had to put it on his shoulders. But I don't need that. That's old Zach shit. I need new Zach. You know what I mean? Like you said, you like good Zach. I like new Zach. Give me all the new Zach right there and none of that forcing stuff. Just play smooth and within your game, man. And when he does those things, good things really happen.
Yeah, and I think just going back to the Philly game for a second, it's a lot of it, I think, is on the way that the 76ers decided to guard the Bulls, and that was tough for everybody. I was listening to the Dunker Spot podcast recently.
Flex.
With Nekias Duncan and Steve Jones, and they were talking about how the Bulls' offense in general is humming, the ball's moving side to side more, Zach LaVine is on fire. The addition of Patrick Beverley and Caruso, like, even if defenses aren't really, like, acknowledging them and letting them sort of spot up and shoot. Hey, Joey. That they're so much more veteran and that they can, one, tolerate that, and two, cut off ball in a way that, like, keeps things flowing. And then he kind of was just talking about that, and he was like, oh, and by the way, they have DeMar DeRozan, who's just been a footnote in this conversation. And it's true, because I think the best version of the Bulls is what I'm just saying, in terms of being able to create flowing, random offense and then being able to default back to a DeMar elbow, DeMar free throw line jumper,
right,
where he can just take you home if you need to. And if you get to the point where Zach can be that guy too, and there are games when he can do it against a quite frankly shitty Blazers team that he should be doing it against. But there are also games like the Philly game where they give him really trouble and he's not able to solve it. I don't think he's quite there yet, but
yeah,
I mean, if you look at his numbers from December on, he's basically averaging like 27 on 50, 40, 85. Like, he is just, I mean, that's, regardless of how you like shake it out with different players, if you just look at those numbers, that's like an all NBA caliber player.
Yeah, it is. And he's special. Like, and when he's at these nights, he is special. So let's see it again, you know, against these Lakers. And, you know, that's what you want it to continue.
It's not just a gimme game against the shorthanded Blazers team. Like, Zach has been averaging 30 after the All-Star break on very efficient numbers. And it's good to see. It's good to see. For not only the Bulls' home stretch this season, but looking ahead, assuming the Bulls want to keep Zach around after signing him to that contract. All right, let's take our first quick break here. We'll come back, continuing our thoughts on tonight's win over the Blazers. I do want to talk about Pat a little bit, because I thought he had kind of a disheartening game tonight. We'll get to any super chats that we have. Also, I got to give some love to one of our CHGO colleagues who just did one of the most impressive things I've ever seen on Twitter today. That's all coming up while we're doing this. hit that thumbs up button if you're watching along with us on YouTube. We really appreciate it. And, of course, make sure you are subscribed to the CHGO Sports YouTube channel. Tonight's post game here at CHGO brought to you all by FOCO. Chicago, you've already got the best coverage for your favorite teams. That's CHGO. Word. So get fitted out in the best sports gear around. FOCO has you covered from Soldier Field to the Madhouse, from the north side to the south side. Speaking of which, Cubs, Sox, opening day, watch parties. Check those CHGO Cubs and Sox Twitter feeds for the info.
Damn right.
I'm hyped. I'll be at the Cubs one. You should probably get some FOCO gear for that, right?
You should.
Because opening day in Chicago, a little brisk.
A little breezy.
Hoodies, slippers, signs, bobbleheads, everything in between. Get decked out like the marks with apparel from the leader in sports merch and collectibles. That's FOCO. Maybe you're looking for the perfect gift for the football fan in your life. FOCO has you covered with hoodies to fight that Lake Michigan breeze. We are not out of the woods yet, y'all. I checked the forecast. Going from tonight into early tomorrow morning, we're going to have some sort of combination of freezing rain and sleet.
Oh, it's supposed to snow a shit ton tonight.
So that'll be fun.
Nice.
You know what helps? Hoodies. Why? From FOCO.com. Check out FOCO.com. That's F-O-C-O.com. Or click the link in the description below here on our YouTube episode. For all non-presale items, use the promo code CHGO at checkout, and you're getting 10% off your order.
What?
One more time. That's promo code CHGO for 10% off at FOCO.com.
.com.
Oh, that's awesome. Dot what?
This made me so sad.
Made you sad?
The weather report?
Snow again? God.
Are you having a Joaquin moment over there, Will? Nah, it's snowing? Nah, really? Are you serious?
Nah, for real.
For real?
You know why he's upset? Because now he won't be able to hit those links.
Oh,
he won't be able to get on that golf course and do what the GOAT does. And that's tear it up when he's out there.
Singing mad putts.
Oh, but since he can't be out there, he might as well look good. Might as well be fly like he always is. And how does he do that? Rocking that Pins and Aces gear, y'all. Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel partner of CHGO. You know he loves that gear and gets tons of compliments on and off of the course. Family-owned golf and apparel business is what they are. And they make those amazing polos, hats, golf bags, and, of course, the infamous and famous Matt Peck of beer sleeve. That's when you store seven of them things right up in your golf bag and keep them drinks frosty cold the entire round, or half a round if you're Matt Peck. So check out pinsandaces.com. Use that code CHGO and get yourself 5, 10, 15% off your first order. And go ahead, get yourself some free shipping while you're at it. Why not? That's pinsandaces.com. Because when you look good, you play good. And when you play good, it's all good.
All good.
All good.
All right, gentlemen, moving on. Pat Williams back in the starting lineup tonight. Played 27 minutes, finished with 10 points on 3 of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Did hit 2 of his 4 3-point attempts, which you like to see. Pat continuing to be efficient and confident with that 3-ball of his. But that means he was 1 of 8 from inside the arc. And while we should credit Pat for having 3 blocks himself tonight on the defensive end,
he did.
I saw him get blocked at least 3 times tonight when he was trying to take the ball to the rack.
He did.
I did not care for that.
Yeah, it wasn't fun to see that and see him get blocked.
And like, who are you getting blocked by?
Yeah, exactly.
On his trash-ass Blazer squad.
Seriously. Seriously.
Who's blocking your shot, Pat?
Who's doing that? Who's doing that? Come on. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Not a Pat dunk. I guess he did have the one. I'll give him
he
that.
Did.
Oh, that was his
that
one.
That was a vicious
that one. Was his one. Yes. Only 1 of 8 from inside the 3-point
line. That's right.
Line.
That was his one, was that dunk where you didn't know what was going to happen, but he went up and he dunked it. And you're like, yeah, do more of that.
It was on a breakaway in transition.
It was after a block. After a block that he got. And he got that. So, yeah, shout out to him for that. But, yes, absolutely right, Matt. Defensively, you see the flashes. Offensively, you haven't. And he's just got so many skills and so much talent to not give you more on a consistent basis. You're just talking about consistency. And you get excited when you see him do things. And you're like, okay, I watched him make a move. I watched that. You're like, yeah, you get excited for these things. Like it's his first year or his second year. And you're like, no, you've been League 3. it's time to start doing a little bit more, you know. And I'm very patient with Pat. I am. I'm incredibly patient with him. But you got to call it what it is, you know, when you see it like that. Even against a team like this, you expect a little bit more domination, you know, from him, a little bit more recognition. And maybe that's the thing I have the most issue with, is the lack of recognition when he sees, when it's something you see and you're like, oh, go to the bucket, and he won't do it. Or it's like he's overthinking and thinking four plays ahead when he doesn't need to. He's like, no, dude, go. Like, that's it. I need you to be one-track minded in this. Because I've said it many times, and I really believe it, that he's very cerebral. Like, he really thinks out everything. Everything has to have a place and a purpose for him to make a move. You know what I'm saying? And I watch that and I see that, but I need him to not do that. Now, what was different for me, Will, was interesting, I should say, for me, was in that fourth quarter when the extra bombs were in the game for Portland. Then I'm watching him actually do these things. Then I'm watching him go to the bucket, make these spin moves, you know what I mean? Still getting blocked, but he was making these moves and getting to the bucket. And I'm like, yeah, that. Why are you doing this now? Like, no, bro, I need you doing this during the game when it's on the line. So it's still a work in progress, obviously, with him. He's still helpful to the team because of the defense and the three-point shooting. But he's got to have better recognition, man.
I think that's a really good point and something that I've been trying to figure out a way to articulate. So I'm going to give it a go here.
Okay.
So just watching Pat, I think a lot of the time you see him, it's catch and shoot threes, right? That's fine. But whenever he does decide to put the ball on the floor, he spends a lot of time going east-west and not north-south.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time doing his little, like, jab step, stutter step, in-and-out dribble, dribbling into nowhere, or maybe he's, like, pulling up into a mid-range, you know, baseline jump shot. That's fine. But I think what happens, to your point about recognition, which I think is a really good one, I think what at times he, like, realizes after he made that east-west play when he should have gone north-south, I just made an east-west play and I should have gone north-south. And so next time he's like, I'm going north-south.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And instead of reading what the defense is giving him, he's predetermined, I'm going north-south on this one.
Based on his previous possession.
Based on what happened in the previous
decision. Right. Yeah.
And I think against defenses that are better, that's not always going to work.
Yeah.
Against second unit, third units, end of the game situations, mm-hmm. he's going to be able to impose his will because he's bigger, stronger, faster than all those guys. But he's bigger, stronger, faster than most guys, and he should be able to do that against starters. And I think that's why it's frustrating. But when you have to pick your spots in between Zach and Vooch and DeMar, and you don't have very many opportunities, and you don't want to mess up the ones that you get, I think it can be really difficult to sort of learn how to fit in around that. And so we do have to be patient with him, but I think the recognition thing is a huge piece that will help you know, be a launching pad for his success, mm-hmm. where if he's able to get to a point where he can read what the defense is giving you and then decide what to do, as mm-hmm. opposed to decide what to do and then do it regardless of what the defense is doing,
right.
I think he will make strides.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
People weighing in on the comments, toot on YouTube, saying P. Will is a big dude. He really shouldn't be getting packed as much as he does. Our guy Salim from Bulls Gold, shout out Salim, saying Pat's defense has been consistent every night. He just needs to keep working on finishing inside. I think when he drives, he does overthink it. So he agrees with you, Will. Just needs to go up strong. Ryan, meanwhile, saying P. Will, one of the Bulls' best three-point shooters, yet the Bulls and BD, Billy Donovan, don't let him shoot enough as it is. Yes. I mean, like, I don't think anybody would be opposed to Pat taking more than four threes a game, especially when you look at this team's three-point shooting volume. Like, hooray, the Bulls shot a scorching 60% from downtown tonight on 28 attempts, which is below their league low in attempts per game.
Yeah, but when you hit 17, though.
Yippee.
You go 17 of 40.
But you're not. But, you know. You're just not. The volume is the problem.
I'm not disagreeing that. I'm just bigging up the fact they hit 17 of those 20.
Sure. Good for them. You hit 17 tonight. You're not going to shoot 60% from three every night.
You will not.
But again, that's only part of the problem when you're talking about what we want to see from Pat offensively every night because of what we saw from him inside the arc.
And I think the more threes that he shoots, the more aggressive he is taking threes, instead of passing out of them or trying to attack a closeout that he shouldn't attack. Like, if he can be a high-volume shooter on heavy contests, mm-hmm. which I don't think he is. I think right now if there's a contest, he passes out of it. If he can shoot more against hard contests, that's going to open up the driving lanes, mm-hmm. and they'll be more wide open. He won't have to think as much. He'll be able to just go. Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned it with Zach playing his driving opened up the three-point game. Mm-hmm. I think it can be the opposite too, right? Like, mm-hmm. three-point game mm-hmm. can open up the driving lanes. I think that's an area where Pat can really benefit.
I mean, that's Steph Curry right there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of God.
Jeff in the comments saying I'd rather have those 17 makes on 28 than 17 of 38. Like, okay, man, but 17 of 38 is still 45% from downtown. You will take that every single night.
Man, let them have the 17.
I want to back you up here because
the Bulls took fewer overall field goals than the Blazers tonight and won by damn near 30.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that every night against actual opponents because guess what? The Blazers shot 19% from three tonight.
Terrible from three.
That's why the Bulls won in a landslide.
You don't shoot 60%.
No.
You just don't.
It's not a common thing.
But a lot of times you do need 15, 17, 23s to compete. I mean, that was the whole Maury Ball Rockets thing was like, we can't really beat the Warriors, so let's try to make 23s in a game 4 out of 7 times, and that'll give us a chance. Like, that's how a lot of offenses operate.
Correct.
And oftentimes, most times, the vast majority of the time, you're not making 17 threes if you're only taking 28.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
As Ryan in the comments points out, 17 of 38 from three wins a bunch of NBA games.
Bunch.
Yeah. That's like the positive side of the medium that NBA teams are striving for these days.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting above 40% on between 30 and 43 a game.
44% on 38 threes.
35
would be
to 43 a game. So there's that. I mean, like, rough night for P. Will. He's had a rough stretch recently, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we take our next break, I did want to talk about something that has nothing to do with the Bulls.
Okay.
But it does have something to do with our CHGO family here. And it made me think of you when I watched it, Dave.
Let me crack
and that's
this,
why
man.
I want to bring this up.
All right.
And I also want to pose a question to our viewers. Joey, if you have that tweet that I sent you that we could pull up. So y'all who are White Sox fans, in addition to being Bulls fans out there, might know of this thing going on right now called the 108 tourney,
mm-hmm.
which is like White Sox beat reporters, content creators, popular White Sox follows on Twitter in a bracket style competition.
Mm-hmm.
And they all post videos of them doing different funny things and gimmicks to try to get people to vote for them.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to our guy Sean from CHGO White Sox and CHGO Bets, who tried to garner votes a few days ago in this competition by not only smoking weed for the first time in his life, but doing so on camera, posting it to Twitter, and smoking out of one of those, like, triad joint holders.
Yeah, he did.
So for the first time in his life, our guy Sean sparked up a J.
Congratulations.
But it was three J's.
That's just
one example of the silliness that this Sox 108 tourney does. It's why I look forward to it every year, even as someone who's not a Sox fan, because the content is gold. Our guy Herb from CHGO Sox. Everybody out there in Sox Nations loves Herb, as they should. He's a wonderful guy. Love Herb. He was trying to make a late push in his matchup today to move on to the next round.
All right.
And posted a video of himself having a good time with some brews from our friends at Goose Island.
Flex.
Joey, if you please, I would love for everyone to watch this.
Should we watch the whole video?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Because it's freaking impressive.
Hello, folks from 108. My name is Herb Lawrence. I am from CHGO White Sox. And, you know, I'm going to get Celeste spaghetti today. It's going to be very hard to beat him down a little bit. And this is my last ditch effort. One thing I can do is chug a beer. So I got to kick. Enjoy your Goose Island.
There goes one.
Hold on, Felipe. Sox machine.
Just a quick little burp in between.
Oh.
There goes number two.
Thank
you, Josh. Thank you, Jim. The bada bing.
Quick little burp.
Wow. Get that out. Take it down.
There goes number three.
Chuck.
Yeah. Okay.
That's impressive.
For those of you who didn't notice, that was three different variations of the Goose Island beer hug.
Yeah.
The hazy IPAs from Goose.
Yeah.
Which are all like 7% or higher brewskis.
Yeah.
And he just put down three of them in like 20 seconds back to back to back. Which leads me to this. That is some of the most impressive chugging I've seen.
Okay.
We also saw this man right here down an entire bottle of wine.
Not one entire bottle.
It was
4/5.
It was 6/7 of a bottle of wine.
I like how it grows every time. The legend grows each time.
It was a whole bottle.
At the crack of dawn, right before getting into our Uber to take us to the Paris airport to fly home.
Now that's true.
Who's winning in a chugging competition between you, Big Dave, and our CHGO Sox friend, Herb?
Herb. No question.
Really?
Herb is definitely winning. No, without a doubt.
I was very impressed by Big Dave's chugging, but what Herb did is a different level.
Yeah, that's
a
whole different monster. That is bonkers.
It's different to chug three beers. Yeah. Like, there's carbonation. Correct. It's the coldness factor. Gas, it's like this, the whole... I was watching that, and I was hurting in my upper chest. Just imagining the pressure.
Hitting back of your throat. Like, no, there's, like you said, there's too many factors, Joey. And then the alcohol level of it and the heaviness of the beer also.
So for me, like a little guy, I think I would have put those three down. I would have been drunk.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You'd be passed.
You would have been drunk within 15 minutes.
You'd be go check on Joey drunk. that's a different level, dog. But no, Herb is winning.
Herb followed up that tweet. He no-hit somebody on MLB The Show and walked off home run somebody after consuming those three beers.
He still played a video game.
Destroyed somebody online in MLB The Show.
Yeah, he
wins. So just beyond impressive.
Like, you win, dog. Like, that's
Jesus.
It. That's it. You know what I mean?
Gio said, I dare Matt to do a six-pack in 60 minutes.
60 minutes?
Okay, well, so, like, a six-pack of beer hugs? Drinking six of those in an hour would definitely get you fucked up. I could do it. I could drink six in an hour. I'd just be really freaking drunk.
Yeah, he'll be done.
Because they're like 7 to 10%.
Episode.
Night is over.
I mean, like, but a sixer of any random beer in an hour, it's like, okay, you're getting your Friday night going. Like, sure, no problem.
Going.
But
Friday night's Friday done. Going.
So, but, dude, six beer hugs in an hour? That's the crazy thing. I'm thinking about six Goose Island beer hugs in an hour right now, being like, that's too much booze. Herb just did that in 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. No, chugging, he get me in. Now, how many I can take down, I might be able to roll with
so
him on that.
So, Herb wins the sprint, but do you maybe the marathon, win the marathon?
Yeah, the marathon is different. I might be able to ride with you in the marathon.
Having been lucky enough to spend a few nights out late with Big Dave over the years, I will tell there aren't many people I know in my life who can longevity-wise outdrink me. If we're going, we're just like, hey, let's have a lot to drink tonight, and it'll be fun.
I'm really looking
Big Dave
forward.
Is on a very short list of people who can outdrink me.
Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
I'm really looking forward to Las Vegas Summer League 2023.
Oh! Me too.
Look at this.
Me too.
Oh, man.
It was torture. To be in Vegas with, like, little Halo Dave. Like, oh, no beer for me, thanks.
The Halo don't go nowhere. It's still there.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just a poor beer.
It's still there.
That's
also, shout out to Foey Spathis in the comments.
Foey Spathis is back?
Oh!
He's back.
LinkedIn Spathis is back,
baby!
What up?
He's back.
Love that.
He's a legend. I would have chugged it in 20 seconds.
Joey's
I believe
crowning
you, Foey.
Achievement is having a burner.
No. It's not.
Joey has a YouTube burner.
You that somebody created a fake Joey, man. That is a compliment, sir. You should take that as such. You are that popular.
Now Faux Joey is just referring to himself as W. Spathis in the comments? Is that what we're doing
he
here?
He is trying to convince people that he is the real Joey, which is not true.
He's not.
But that's fine.
How can you be doing two things at once? Because you're commenting as CHGO Sports in the chat.
Yeah,
Joe.
But Joey is a multitasker.
Well, I could be doing that, but you guys know I've green circle with the
J. I've seen him make some pretty impressive graphics whilst producing our show.
Exactly.
Also, we're looking at him right now. He doesn't have a laptop open.
He doesn't.
That's true.
He doesn't. But he could be on his phone.
I said, damn it, he's back. He said, at CHGO Sports, I work here.
Is he hiding up in the rafters somewhere?
Yo, that's awesome. Hey, man, that's... Yo, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That is really brilliant.
Who is it? I'm dying to know.
I wonder if it's George.
It's not.
Mathis.
It's definitely not.
But do you have an idea?
No.
No idea?
No, I asked all the people that were high on my suspect list, and they all at least... You know, pretended to be
right.
ignorant about the situation.
Like,
but
dude, why the hell would I do that? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. If this was somebody that was, you know, I would respect the dedication of yeah.
YouTube account.
Of Joey. Like, for real, that is flattering.
That is flattery of its highest order.
Joey
flattery
has
highest order.
Fake imposter Joey's.
Should we hit these super chats after that break?
Yes, we do. Yes, we should.
Okay, well,
take another quick ad break. When we come back, we'll get to those super chats we have on deck, and then maybe we'll take a quick look at the Bulls' next matchup, which is the Lakers Sunday matinee. Hit that thumbs up if you haven't already while we're sharing these words from our friends and sponsors. One, of course, which is DraftKings Sportsbook. Sign up with that promo code CHGO to get that amazing offer of $5 down on any NBA action and getting $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, of course, those DraftKings no-sweat same-game parlays. Mm-hmm. Pick some of your favorite likely stats, things to happen in one game, put them together in one boosted odds parlay.
Boost.
And if it doesn't hit, no worries, because you're getting a bonus bet back. That's why they call it the no sweat same game parlay. Mm-hmm. No worries for me, though, because my same game parlay hit tonight, gentlemen.
Come on.
Boom. Bam. Loved it. If you were listening in pregame, I gave it to you.
Yes, he did.
I gave it to you. I said Zach assists, Vooch rebounds, Zach threes, and Shaden Sharp to score because someone needs to score for the Blazers.
That's one, two, three, four.
Five-legger. Yeah. Plus 1220 odds. Cash. Not only did it cash, halfway through the third, that same game parlay, big old check.
Big old check.
So if you listen to pregame, you're welcome.
That's right. Well, Mac loves flexing, though.
I was going to ask, which do you like more, making money or getting to tell people
that you hit
on a five-leg parlay?
That is a great question. Oh, my God. Both of them are really near and dear to
his heart. Because I think it's the latter.
It's a good question, Will.
Yes, it is.
It's a fair question. I'm going to go with the latter. Like, money is money, and, like, whatever. But there is no greater joy than being able to tell people you were right about something. At least for me.
At least for you.
That is a flex. I don't give a shit about money.
I don't give a shit.
I just
give
like
a shit about
being
right
and rubbing it in people's faces.
That's it.
It's
That's true. Who he is, man.
Money can buy you happiness. Money can buy you things. But, being right about stuff.
Look at him. It's like taste on his tongue.
Tonight, you know who else was right about a lot of stuff tonight? That's Zach LaVine, our DraftKings king of the game. An easy 33 points, including 6 of 9 from deep.
Simple.
Grab 4 boards. Also, as you mentioned earlier tonight, Big Dave, dishing out 8 assists. The Zach passes were on target tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Great game from Zach. And he really, he put up those 33 points in essentially 3 quarters.
Yes.
Fourth quarter. And we were like, Billy, don't you dare put Zach back in.
Oh, my God.
Looked like he was about to midway through that fourth.
I was about to lose it on Billy Donovan tonight,
man. And then the Bulls, like, hit another 3 to push it up. You're like, okay, it's now a 27-point lead. Okay, Zach, you can sit back down.
Man.
Zach LaVine is your DraftKings king of the game, and he only needed 3 quarters to do it.
That's it.
Don't forget that promo code when you sign up at DraftKings. CHGO! Listen to my parlay advice.
He's always right. Because I'll ask. Matt Peck! What time is it?
Game time, hoop!
Mm-hmm. How does new ticket insight that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows? That is game time. Ever since you've been sitting in that seat, I never could have been y'all like on time behind on playful season of the concert. It's all possible with the Game Time app. I broke Will. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on the seats you thought that you could never, ever buy. You won't find better deals this season to see the Chicago Bulls. And just like here at CHGO, it's created by the fans and for the fans and guarantees you, your beautiful self, the lowest price possible. So, if you love CHGO.
And we know that you do.
Then you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. And come on and join the 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all your favorite events. Because Will the Go Guy Lead. What time is it?
Game Time.
Who? Mmm. Point.
All righty. Let's get to our super chats for the night, Joe, and then let's get on out of here. Mm-hmm. Send people on their merry way on this Friday night. Wait, let's, still? Yep, for three more minutes.
Let's do it. Had a couple come in late from AK. I was worried he might have been asleep, but he says this was during our P-Will conversation. P-Will starts drives as Yabba Dabba Doo, and in near the paint turns into Shaggy Scooby Doo. Uncertain of what moves to put forth, giving him the best chance to score. Still in X-Men school.
Can I ask this question?
I like
Joey, do you understand that?
Yeah, that's Flintstones and Scooby Doo.
Come on, Joe.
Boom.
Come on.
I like all of the references you managed to squeeze in there, AK.
I do too.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Who do we got?
That's that. Trading DeMar. AK again. Trading DeMar. We got to look at that tonight. The overall team basketball IQ really low. Against good teams or in clutch situations, we would lose a lot.
Okay. Let's not base tonight's win, though, on why we should be getting rid of DeMar DeRozan. Let's not do that. Just don't do that. You know what I mean?
I think he's saying that's why we shouldn't trade DeMar.
Trading DeMar, we got to look at tonight.
The overall team basketball IQ would be really low. Against good teams and clutch situations, we would lose a lot.
Even still, don't use this as anything.
Right.
Whatever you want to use. Don't use it.
Fair point.
Don't use it.
Manuel. He says, hey, guys, come on. Matt, you hype yet? Ooh-wee. Seven games, first round.
Talk to him, Manuel.
I'm really hyped about the Bulls beating a team that started Archie tonight.
Talk to him, Manuel. Talk to him.
Big Dave is hype. Stanislavico says, P. Will said on the Bulls Talk pod that he will be a multi-time all-star. I believe he will, but will it be with the Bulls?
Mm. Oh, God. I hate that question.
Yeah, I'm not really
about
that.
It's a fair question. I mean, it's a smart question. It's just not one I like to think
about.
Patrick
Williams is averaging 10.1 points per game. Let's pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes on the All-Star thing.
I hate to tell you, but
like the confidence, though.
At least, you know, I mean, Lowry was scoring in the high teens his first and second year in the league.
He actually had a month where he just was
on some doo-doo teams. Yeah. But
Matt's having a great year, but let's.
He is. He's having a very good year, but yeah.
Noah, the last one, he says,
Noah.
They have stolen my identity, Joey. I am not.
Mm. Not Joey? Noah is absolving himself of being
fake
Joey.
Yes. You guys don't understand. Back in my apartment, I've got like a bulletin board with a bunch of pictures and red string, connecting the possible suspects.
Like Charlie and It's Always Sunny.
It's like Dave's
looking for Pepe Sylvia.
It's Matt's brother, Dave, is at the top of the board right now.
He's
somebody I'm considering in the, you know.
He's at the top and or center of a lot of those kind of spider web maps.
That's fair.
For a lot of people.
That's
FBI's
fair.
Most wanted.
George Spencer said, maybe I'm fake Joey's dad.
Oh, God. We have
this is getting crazy.
Oh, my
fake
goodness.
Joey's dad.
Also, I love this from Bridget. Shout out for the office joke. Identity theft is not a joke, fake Joey. Millions of families suffer every year.
Bridget also said earlier that she thinks Andre Drummond should have to write my report because of all the dunks he missed tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh,
and the
you
layups.
Know what? I don't hate that.
I don't hate
that. I still want you to write a report, but I would also love
no,
to read.
I don't want him. I don't want my
Andre Drummond's
name.
Of Mice and Men.
I don't want my name on what he's turning in. Because
that's fair.
I take pride in, not that he would do a bad job, but I.
You want your work to be your work.
Yeah, I don't turn in other people's work.
For you. Did he, what did he finish? 1 of 8 at the rim tonight, Will?
Let's,
1 of 6, I'm sorry.
1 of 6.
One of
give
six.
The man some credit.
One of six
credit.
And three were layups and three were dunks.
Have you secured the Kyle Korver jersey? What happened with that? Y'all know
I feel like I saw
in the mail. It's coming to the office.
Jelly.
Oh, he did. He got
on
it.
Twitter.
Fam, he got it?
I saw a tweet.
Ordered it for an undisclosed amount.
I saw the amount.
And for a disclosed amount. And it's coming. It's coming here.
Okay. All
and
right.
I'm
going to
find
it
and burn it before
the
before
way.
On the way. He's coming, baby.
Thank you, everybody, for your super chats tonight. Always appreciate it. Always fun to hear from y'all.
Joey, can we goon this?
Let's goon it. Let's goon it up and get out of here.
Let's goon it up and get on down, baby. Let's goon it up and get
on. It is
on
Saturday now.
Damn.
Happy Saturday.
Saturday.
Laser. I gotta think about this real quick.
Well, take your time. I should go to young Matthew Peck and get his goon of the night. Who you got, Matt?
I'm going to give two goon shout-outs.
Okay.
One to Andre for being the wrong kind of goon tonight.
Yes, fact.
Holy Lord. Could not get him off the court fast enough. Wow. Just in every way that Drummond is a buffoon machine, he was a buffoon machine tonight. But he deserves a goon shout-out because he was a goon tonight, just not the right kind of goon. And then I'm giving my real goon love to Dalen Terry tonight.
Ooh.
Getting minutes, not just garbage minutes, first half minutes.
Yeah.
In a night when Billy was like, okay, Javante's back out. Caruso, we're going to not try and push you too hard. Caruso only played 16 minutes tonight.
Right.
Dalen Terry, first half minutes, finished with 18 minutes, 4 boards, 3 dimes.
Mm.
Love that. Absolutely
nice.
Love that.
Pretty nice.
And, like, also had that really awesome move to the rack.
Right.
Which was that his first bucket of the night, I think?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that move to the rack. Yeah, yeah, that was the first one.
I mean, we know that Dalen is a project, but I loved those 18 minutes from him tonight. Goontastic.
Love some Dalen Terry, man. Will the go Gottlieb, sir? You're going with the night?
I'm going a different direction than I normally do.
Oh.
I'm going with the man in the middle, Nikola Vucevic.
Oh,
Vucci!
Why, you ask? Because people don't appreciate how good Vuce is. I feel like we have a conversation about how the Bulls won every night, and Vuce always has 20 and 10, and we just gloss over it because he always has 20 and 10, and he's always a good passing hub, and he's just a phenomenally solid player at all times, and actually a higher level than solid. I think solid is underselling it. But tonight, 10 of 13 from the field.
Mm.
That kind of efficiency is goonery to me.
I agree. And he had a double-double in the first half.
In the first half. I think he was pretty close in the first quarter. I think he had like 10 and 7.
Yeah.
I could
yeah.
be wrong about that.
He was special tonight. Joey, you're going tonight?
Shout out to Vuce.
It's tough for me because I watched almost 0 minutes of the game because I was watching Texas.
So you want to give your goon to either the Longhorns or Fake Joey?
No, I would give my – well, if I was giving goon to somebody, it would be Rodney Terry, coach of the Longhorns. But I'll give mine to Coby White.
Oh, you mean Gustavo Fring?
Yes, he does look like
– Hoyos Loco.
Yeah, he does look like that. I'll give it to Coby White for 9 assists. Wow.
Yeah, no, Coby played really well. I don't think we talked about it enough.
9 assists off the bench, 4 or 5 from three.
He's cooking, man.
I'll give it to Coby.
Was cooking tonight, the assists. The points, he was on it. Go ahead.
A goon shout out to the dude who made that three to win you your.
Yes,
Xavier. He deserves a shout out
Big
as well.
Shout out on the goon levels.
Apologies to Xavier for your loss. But
yes,
you made
I don't know
me
what
money.
What the dude's name it. Was, but shout out to him.
Yeah, all right,
that was some goon shit.
Well, goon of the night goes to. Shall I wait for the drums, Joe? I'm waiting.
Where are the drums?
I'll wait on.
And we know that you do.
Wait for it. Wait for
For
it. There it is. Joey Spathis.
Oh!
Goon of the night is Joey Spathis. I will tell you why. That man was losing his goddamn mind the entire Texas game. Yelling,
take a
hollering,
lot,
screaming, all kinds of wonderful things. He was pacing back and forth like a coach. He was out there losing his mind. I saw him working on his computer and doing this at the same time. Working, looking, working, looking. It was a 14-point lead.
Dude.
He still was stressed.
Freaking out.
Freaking right. out. Joey was losing his mind this game, man. He it's was like, the goon of the night.
Every,
congratulations.
Every
Joey
three
practice.
Or 4 minutes, I heard a noise that briefly made me think that someone on the other side of our studio had been shot. It was just these loud, aggressive yelps, and I couldn't tell if they were good yelps or bad yelps.
Nope, but they were yelps.
It was just noise.
Just noise. Audible
that,
noise.
That was not syncing up with what was happening
it
in the Bulls
not.
Game, and I was like, what is happening?
I don't know what's going on, but he was into it. You should have saw him pacing back and forth like the coach, man. When I was sitting over there, I mean, he was just back and forth.
And you
it
know
was
what?
Hilarious.
I appreciate that.
I do, too.
And I'm happy for him.
And I'm very happy for him.
Thank you, guys.
Elite.
It's truly an honor. I would say that my biggest accomplishment to until now was obviously Fake Joey in the comments, a big accomplishment for me. But on that note, I'd like to dedicate this title to, you know, all the Joeys in the comments. Just, you guys mean a lot to me. All you guys as well. Matt, Dave, Will, Mark. Love you guys. So, you know, this is just a what an accomplishment for me.
He's so happy.
Yes, he is.
He's so happy.
Fake Joey is happy as
although,
well.
I wish the people could have seen the way that he got up as soon as he heard the noise.
like the award.
I'm sorry, Will. Have you ever been Goon of the Night? I didn't think so.
No, I'm serious. It was a great moment.
Yo.
I don't know why you're spraying shots around.
For real, you're throwing shots away.
You're right. You're right. You didn't deserve that, Will, and I'm sorry.
Joey's on one, man.
I mean,
see, can't help everybody.
He's not wrong, though. Joey's not wrong.
He's going tonight. I'll let it slide.
He's going tonight, man. He's on a high right now. Allow him to be there.
If you give a mouse a cookie, though, Dave. Now, every time the Bulls get a win and Joey's not the Goon of the Night, maybe he's going to bitch about it.
Well, I'll take that. I mean, I'm your friend, so I'll deal with it.
What are you saying? You're used to people bitching about inconsequential things?
Well, you know, you said the sentence.
Because I know it's true.
I'm used to it. It's all right. But congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Big Dave. What an incredible honor.
Very
thank
proud
you.
Of him, sir. He earned that. He earned
solid,
that.
Solid candidate tonight. Well earned victory
Texas.
From Joey.
The eyes of Texas are upon you. Hey, we keep dancing. All right, place your bets now. Place your bets now.
The eyes of March.
Alexis, you were listening.
So who do they have in the Elite Eight?
We got Miami.
Miami?
Ooh. Miami stands in the way of a trip between us and a trip to Houston.
Okay.
All right.
When's the last time y'all been in the Final Four?
03 maybe. 03? I think okay. So. Right. Yeah, with TJ Ford.
TJ Ford, okay.
So
shout out TJ Ford.
Real big
yeah, that KD team
weekend.
Didn't make it to the Final Four?
No, they were Sweet 16.
I think they
right?
went to the Elite Eight.
Elite Eight, okay, thank you.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
With LaMarcus Aldridge. Yo.
Oh man. Almost Bulls legend, LaMarcus
almost
Aldridge.
Bulls legend, LaMarcus Aldridge.
You know what? I'm gonna root for your Longhorns again in the
I
Elite
am too.
Eight, Joe. Because F Miami. Who cares about Miami?
Yeah. Come on,
I want to make
up.
You happy.
I don't have hook a dog up. In the fight. You know, I'll root for you.
Shout out Noah. Thank you for that last second super chat. But I don't want to talk about which ex Bull I would have want them to keep because that's just too sad. And it's 12:09 a.m.
It's so,
Jimmy Butler,
Felicio.
Oh my God.
Maddie Legend. Shout out Noah.
Ryan Archie Diacono.
The legend.
That's it for tonight. Bulls are off tomorrow. We are off tomorrow. Sunday, L.A.
Sunday.
Lakers,
Sunday.
I believe at 2:30 Chicago time?
2:30.
2:30 p.m. tip-off in the afternoon. No pregame. We will be here in studio for postgame following Bulls-Lakers. LeBron flirting with a comeback, maybe, but not by Sunday. So the Bulls have another winnable one on deck, but the Lakers just jumped like four spots in the West tonight because of other action happening in the West.
They've
That's how tight
well.
Things are. They still very much so have things to play for.
They do.
As do the Bulls.
It will be a game.
That is where we will meet back up with y'all, Bulls Nation. We appreciate it. We love y'all. Thanks for the super chats. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for the thumbs. Give us yours if you haven't yet. We appreciate it. Make sure you're subscribed to CHGO Sports YouTube channel. You can follow Will on Twitter, Will_Gottlieb. Big Dave Bow, BAWL Sports.
In your face.
Joey Spathis, @JoeySpathis. Don't follow the fake Joeys. Only follow the real Joey. He is @JoeySpathis.
Bowies versus Joeys.
We are CHGO_Bulls. I'm Bulls_Peck. Until Sunday, Bulls Nation, have a great weekend. See Rebby good.
Peace.